According to a 2013 study by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services researchers, nearly half the private wells in Wisconsin have tested as unsafe. That information pushed the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism to launch a series of stories called Failure at the Faucet.
As we all know, lead and other hazardous metals in water is a major concern. Flint, Michigan continues to grapple with how to reverse the poisoning of its water supply, and Milwaukee faces the daunting task of replacing about 70,000 lead service lines that feed drinking water into residents' homes.
Recently, Center journalist Cara Lombardo discovered a new wrinkle. This past February, the EPA sent a memo to states in an effort to clear up confusion about how to best test for lead. The Wisconsin DNR failed to pass the information to water managers around the state. As of this week, the DNR had not yet done so.
Lombardo told Lake Effect Susan Bentz she discovered the gaffe as she was researching a different lead-related story.
And when we went back to the DNR, we asked them, was that something that they shared with all of the public water systems here in Wisconsin at the time? And they said, we shared that memo at two conferences soon after we received it. We've mentioned it to some people, but they have not yet gotten around to sending out letters verifying that everybody who needs to know about the new protocols know about them. And they said that those letters will be going out this week.
So did you have that conversation with the DNR just in this past week or so?
Yes, that was just last Friday.
So what the EPA was laying out was that flushing should not occur before sampling, rather that it should be taken, open the tap, take the sample, right?
That's right. The EPA put together this memo, actually, you know, right in response to what was happening in Flint, Michigan. And the purpose of it was to try to clear up some of the confusion and make sure that the testing procedures that water systems are using are actually going to result in samples that are realistic measurements of what the water that will be consumed has in it. And so flushing is something that would obviously conceal high levels of lead because it could result in lower measurements than the reality.
So then in July, a few months later, the EPA sent a reminder letter saying, please update your protocols. Well, I don't know if they said please. You know, update your protocols on your websites. Despite that, Wisconsin didn't take action.
That's correct. The EPA sent a reminder letter to all the governors of all 50 states reiterating these updated protocols, these clarifications of how the testing should take place, are very important. We want to make sure that you share this information widely and share it with everybody who is overseeing this testing, especially. And they specifically asked all states to update the sampling protocol posted on websites. So the DNR's website, for example, has the sampling protocol for lead and copper compliance samples.
That's the current rule that states follow.
That's right. And what's on the DNR's website currently is silent when it comes to flushing. It does note that the water should have not been used for 6 hours, which is typical. But with this pre-stagnation flushing, which is the practice that the EPA is saying do not do before testing, usually you run the water for an hour and then let it sit for 6 hours. So the fact that the DNR's guidance references 6 hours could actually add some confusion. The fact that it references the 6 hours without mentioning flushing.
Now, you talked to water managers in several communities, I think Shawano, a school near Wausau. They knew nothing about this change in policy.
That's right. We were talking to one water manager specifically who was describing his procedure to me, and he was saying, oh, yeah, we do this pre-stagnation flushing always. And, you know, he thought he was doing exactly what he should be doing. So when we realized that there had been a lack of communication, we looked at all of the lead samples that had been taken since February on the DNR's online database. You can see every individual sample. And we just started calling various systems that had taken samples and asked them what were their procedures. Had they been told of this memo? Were they still using flushing? And, you know, some were still using flushing. Some, like Milwaukee and Green Bay, had heard about the memo and had since updated their procedures. But overall, we found a lack of consistency and confusion.
So a lot of testing has been done in Wisconsin since the EPA sent out its initial and that second memo. So knowing how many are valid samples and how many would be misrepresenting the lead level that might be in that water would be of concern.
That's exactly right. Since February 29th, when the memo went out, there's over 6,000 individual samples at almost 950 different water systems in Wisconsin. Short of calling every single one, doing what we started down the line doing, and asking what procedures they followed, we have no idea which ones are reliable and which are not. So the best we can do, as the Virginia Tech professor Mark Edwards, who is a national expert on this, says, is that we start getting better data by following the right procedures.
Did you learn how Green Bay, for instance, that water utility in Milwaukee, did learn of the memo and so many other places did not?
Each water manager is responsible for reporting their sampling results to a DNR representative who then takes the results and submits them to the DNR's website. And so most of them have contact with someone from the DNR, but we've found that whether or not the person they interact with knew of the memo, it differs from person to person. So it seems like some of the representatives knew of it and shared that information. Others did not and were just as in the dark as the people they were working with.
So I think it was the water manager in Shawano who told you that he was in touch with his DNR contact and certainly would have, again, you know, made that change, but was not notified of it. And they have had levels that are high lead counts.
That's right. Yeah, everybody we spoke to who was still using the pre-flushing procedure, they were disturbed to learn that they could have been concealing lead levels because of that procedure. They thought they were doing exactly what they were supposed to be doing. They obviously want accurate reading. One person, for example, you know, was responsible for the testing at an elementary school. So they were disturbed to learn that they could have been protecting people better. And so I think they were planning on going back to people that they're working with from the DNR and sorting it out, and they're eager to implement the new procedures next round of testing.
I'm sure that Milwaukee, the city of Milwaukee, its waterworks, is hungry for looking good right now because so many people are concerned about the lead lateral situation,
mm-hmm.
you know, what's to be done. So do you see this as a plus on Milwaukee's side?
Well, the thing is that, well, we're glad that Milwaukee knew of the updated procedure. They completed their testing cycle, their most recent testing cycle before this came out. And the next cycle for them will not be until next summer, the summer of 2017. So that'll be the first time they actually get to use this, not using pre-flushing. So we don't actually have data from them that absolutely does not contain any pre-flushing beforehand, before the testing.
And part of that is it's sort of the ugly beast in this whole thing, in a sense that Milwaukee is following EPA guidelines in terms of the frequency of their testing. Milwaukee only needs to test 50 households
mm-hmm.
every couple of years. Right?
That's right. That's
yeah.
right.
So I wonder whether that policy in time will be scrutinized more closely as well. What's your read on all the research you've done?
Well, you know, some of the experts we spoke to, such as Mark Edwards and some of his colleagues at Virginia Tech, testing historically has had so many issues like this pre-flushing that they didn't necessarily find it to be the most efficient way to prevent harm. But I think this is a big reason why some of these clarifications about not doing the flushing, not cleaning out filters prior to testing, they're hoping that some of this will make the test results more useful. And then in turn, they may want to do more testing. But in the past, testing has just not yielded the best data.
So those points that you mentioned, Kara, are also mentioned in the EPA's memo that aerators or faucet filters should not be removed before testing, and that sampling in cooler months should not be done because lead concentrations are lower in cooler weather. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. And a lot of these things you would never know unless you read the detailed guidance that, you know, just like water from the hot water tap is more likely to have higher concentrations of lead. Boiling water doesn't help at all. You know, you just would need to be educated to know these things.
What is your read on why the Wisconsin DNR would not have passed on that information to water managers almost instantly?
Boy, I really wouldn't know the answer to that question. It seems like this was important enough information that it, at the very minimum, the memo could have been posted online on the page of the website where their procedures are already listed. That would have required no rewriting, no updating to their own procedures. But for whatever reason, it hasn't been posted yet.
And now we're 9 months after that initial memo.
That's right. And they say that letters will go out this week. So I'm really hopeful that people will have all the information they need and that the DNR will follow up to ensure that it is not only received, but understood.
Who did you initially reach out to at the DNR?
So initially, I was speaking to Tony Knipper, who is quoted in the article. He is one of the specialists who works directly with water systems located in a region of the state. And he acknowledged that there was some confusion about flushing because of the reasons I said, because it is something that's used for a home system. For example, if you want to reduce the amount of lead in your drinking water, flushing would make sense. But right before a test, when it could conceal higher levels of lead, it would not make sense. So he acknowledged there was some confusion. And he confirmed that flushing before samples would not be appropriate. And then as we continued asking more questions about why did this not reach some of the people we're speaking to, why did this message not reach some of the people we're asking about it, he stopped returning my calls. So we went and spoke to the DNR spokeswoman, Jennifer Serino. She replied almost instantly that the agency was aware of that memo. She confirmed that pre-stagnation flushing is not an appropriate sampling procedure. And she told me that they were in the process of drafting a letter to Community Water Systems to make them aware of this and other EPA memos and summarize the content.
Cara Lombardo is a graduate student in the UW-Madison School of Journalism. She joined the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism team earlier this fall.